A president's responsibility, a nation's grief, a community's tragedy.
We come together filled with sorrow for the 13 Americans that we have lost, with gratitude for the lives that they led, and with a determination to honor them through the work we carry on.
President Obama there speaking after the Fort Hood killings. He'll speak to the nation today at a memorial service for the victims of the violence in Tucson, Arizona.
The presidential pulpit suddenly gets less bully and the language more direct. A healer in chief? Is this really a job for a president or this president? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We'll consider President Obama's emotional attachment to the nation today as we remember the tragedy over the weekend in Tucson, Arizona on this Wednesday, January 12th.
And that remains at the top of the news this morning. Friends, family, and supporters of the victims of the shooting spree in Tucson gathered just blocks from the site of Saturday's deadly rampage for Memorial Mass last night. Six people were killed, more than a dozen injured. Bishop Gerald Kikanis led the service at St. Adelia Church, where 9-year-old victim Christina Taylor Green had been a member of the children's choir.
Everyone in our community is in grief.
After members of Westboro Baptist Church of Kansas announced plans to picket the funerals of the shooting victims, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer signed emergency legislation blocking protests within 300 feet of a funeral. Arizona State Senator Paula Aboud says the families of the shooting victims should not have to endure protests at funerals.
This is a very painful time for so many of us, and we must protect the sacred moments that these families have to say goodbye to their loved ones.
President Obama and the First Lady will attend another memorial at the University of Arizona later today, where the president will deliver his remarks.
The parents of alleged shooter Jared Loughner expressed shock and grief in their first public statement last night. Quote, there are no words that can possibly express how we feel, the statement said. Quote, we wish that there were so we could make you feel better. We don't understand why this happened, they said.
The Taliban took aim at Afghanistan's intelligence service today, killing four people and wounding more than 30 in two separate attacks, including a suicide bombing on a bus in the capital. The attacks come just a day after Vice President Biden made a surprise visit to Afghanistan. He was checking in on a training center for Afghan security forces. The vice president is in Pakistan today. He'll meet with the president, the prime minister, and the country's top army chief to discuss joint efforts to fight militants in North Waziristan.
Earlier in Yemen, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton focused on counterterrorism, saying it was in the interest of both Yemen and the U.S. to crack down on extremists.
Stopping these threats would be a priority for any nation, and it is a priority for the United States. It is also a priority for Yemen.
It's the first time a U.S. Secretary of State had visited Yemen in more than two decades. The Secretary of State is in Qatar this morning. We'll catch up with her a little later on in the hour. It's the first anniversary of the Haiti earthquake, which killed more than 200,000 people. A year later, more than a million are still homeless, living in makeshift shelters. Over the next six decades, the world's population is expected to soar to 9.5 billion, according to a report by the Institution of Mechanical Engineers. But the report says without drastic changes, there won't be enough resources to provide people with basic necessities like food, water, and shelter. New York declared a weather emergency as forecasters predicted 8 inches or more may blanket the most populous U.S. city tonight and tomorrow. Let's look at the market. Asian markets and European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,671. The S&P opens at a snowy 1,274. And the NASDAQ opens at 2716. Later in the hour, the story of a man who, while determined to track down his biological father, makes a discovery that changes his ideas about himself and his family forever. Coming up, the president heads to Arizona to console the families affected by Saturday's shooting massacre. He'll also speak to the nation. What rhetoric will he use? What is the responsibility of a president at a moment like this?